This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so I wanted a little bit to, I just mentioned a minute, the sefer we're going to use. We used it a few years ago, maybe less, I don't remember already. There's, it's called Yad Mitzrayim. It's Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava was the Goyen's, a Talmud of the Goyen. So the Goyen was first. The Peh Sheni to the Goyen was Reb Nachum Mendel Shklov. That was a Talmud of the Goyen. And then Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava was a Talmud of his. He was... he was a big Rav, you know, Tshuvas for him. He wrote a lot of things, very deep Kabbalah, and also he wrote Kabbalah a little more accessible, and then Stam and Yonim, that are Machshav and so on. He, a wide range of different types of writings, and he wrote a Pirush Yad Mitzrayim on the Agada al Derech HaYisaydis, and then he also wrote I think it was called Yad Gdolat Chazak. I remember Yad Rav maybe in the back of Al Pi Derech Kabbalah, which we don't have much of it, but a little bit. Al Kapanim, this Pirush is a Pirush Al Derech, very fundamental Yisoidis. And we did the Akdama, most Akdama last year. The Akdama is very long. It's a little hard. It doesn't get broken up so much. So I'm picking out some pieces inside that in the Haggadah itself that I feel, again, have... They're more than just local pshat, but they have a lot of more foundational material. Avadim ayinu. B'mokam ache kosavnu barichus sheyitzias mitzrayim oisimamish briyach hadosha. She'ozo is ascholo sheyisnag oilum benisim flois adei shidur ateva v'yatoli al pimaisa odom. So it says, he explains that Yetzias Mitzrayim is a new beginning to the world. A remez to that is when it says that the first Rashi says that the Torah should start a Chodesh Zelachem. It's the pshat that a Chodesh Zelachem, meaning Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a new starting point for the world. I'd like to understand a certain inyan. When we talk about starting at Bereishis and Briyas HaOlam, it's not at all just because historically is the first point. So what? There's almost nothing in terms of mention about the days of the Briya and anything like that, because it's not of any consequence. The starting point of the world is a starting point that the starting point of the world is the starting point at which there is a framework that starts with an Akudas Haschala. So when I start at a point that's meaningful, I say this point is where it starts, and then it continues. So when it says in Rashi that it could have started in Achodesh HaZelachem, it's because it's a new bubble, and it can be explained entirely from the events of the Yetzias Mitzrayim onwards. What is that new bubble? What exactly is it? So he says, "She'ozo is ha'scholo she'isnag olam benisim flois adei chidur ateva v'yatolo al pi ma'aseh adam." You don't find beforehand that ma'aseh adam could explain the general hanhog of the world, the nations that rose and fell, the people of Matzliach and things like that. On an individual level, maybe a brach and so on. But when you're looking to ask, explain the world, you needed to explain it in very physical terms. Physical terms, if it's going to get to nature, historical development, if it's going to get to the world. That was the world from Bereishis. From Yetzias Mitzrayim, another dimension, now we have a world what's at work is the reaction to Ma'aseh Bnei Adam. Mitzrayim Achoitim, they get punished. Klal Yisrael is gets aftocha, they go out and so on. Velachenas the kavanah se yisparach lahavis Yisrael imel mitzayim dafke kde laharis lahem oitzem godli yisparach sheena dova tola b'mikre v'izdamin rak al pi ashkocha pratis v'ateva b'yodi yisparach kegarzim erachoyzeb boi v'akoyl tolui al pi avodas adam. So he what it means is A, that the world would now have a much more active component of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what would govern it is Maise Adam. The famous Ramban in Boy, that Ramban explains the Nisim Nistarim, Nisim Glim, he said what the purpose of the Nisim in going out of Mitzrayim was to show us that all the explanations for the events happening need to be understood in the perspective of people's ma'asim. So while until that time, cause and effect, purely physical, were those that were that we could understand throughout everything, from that point onwards, we needed to see it from the perspective of Mitzvah Averis. So he says, V'hu, why did Mitzrayim have to see it? Why was this Dafke Mitzrayim? Ki Eretz Mitzrayim is a chazok is kol haratzos. Mitzrayim was the strongest country. V'amazel ha-moshel boy rishon lekulam. It also had the first mazel, the mazel kler, whatever. V'chol ha-mazolos nimshochem achar k'avon achad aneihem. V'gam asar sholet shom rishon chol sarim al yoinim. So Mitzrayim was the epitome of a natural order. The strongest, toughest, most developed country ran everything else. That was the norm. And over there, we had to break that paradigm and show that it's not totally that. And that's why he says it's called Rumah Shem Chazal Medina Kosha, Melech Kosha, Medina Kosha. Rotzul Loimasha Medina Mitzad Mehusi Chazok Yosaf Yamazra Shafeba. If you looked at the world, if you looked at the Mitzrayim, at the environment, with physical eyes, this was the strongest environment with the ability to hold anything in it. Being able to get out of it is going against gravity. So we're trying to explain is that a new order of cause and effect. Until that time, we could understand, first of all, that the world is locked into a physical cause and effect, and nothing else affects the world itself. Maybe there's Olam Haba, maybe there's Schar, maybe not. That's irrelevant. There's no shaykhs to hear. The physical world is purely determined by things that are physical, and therefore stronger defeats weaker, and so on. The when we talk about Sarim, so let's explain this also. When we talk about Sarim that are Moishel, Mazolos, Sarim, Moishelim, Mazolos and Sarim are Kochos. They are Kochos that have their natural function. They are not at all sensitive to people's Maisim, to mitzvahs or averis. They're like laws of gravity. A law of gravity is a law of gravity, and it doesn't make a difference if the person who stepped over the railing is a tzaddik gomor or a rasha gomor. Gravity is gravity. So sarim, the whole hierarchy of malachim and sarim and so on, are part of the natural world, and therefore everything is locked into that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out was a way of stepping out of that and showing there's a whole different dynamic that runs the world. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu being meitiv with tzaddikim and drowning Rishayim is really behind it. So it's a lot more than just, I want to make this point that he's making here. It's a lot more than just saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful than Mitzrayim and so on and so forth. Say that. That itself wouldn't even be a steer to Mitzrayim. But that would be an intervention. So let's give an example. Imagine there's a city and some outside invader comes in and grabs stuff and he leaves. So we say, okay, this invader is from outside. He's more powerful. He left. But there's a certain dynamic inside. He's on top. He's on the bottom. He gets, he loses, and so on. But what was nisgala was that the whole hanhaga, what determines the things happening ultimately, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving feedback on Maisa Adam. That was the chiddush. It wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make a nes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make dam or tzfardeya or kinim. Say no. And that people were willing to concede that there are more powerful forces or less powerful forces. But that's an outside intervention. The fact that the whole process, Klal Yisrael's fate and fortune, would be determined by something else, and that something else was the mitzvahs, Ma'aseh Tovim, and so on. Next paragraph: V'hu Yisbarach Hoytzei Sonim Misham B'Shidud Ateva B'Shtei Bechinas. So there are two expressions describing what happened. It was describing the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to take us out. One is called Yad Chazaka, one is called Zorin Tuya. What does that mean? What's the difference in the two? It seems just like a nice poetic flourish to say Yad Chazaka, Zorin Tuya. Va'inyan, Sheyesh Hefesh Ben Yad Chazaka, Zorin Tuya. Sheyad Chazaka Mashmo'oi, Shema Kebroev Koichoi, Lemi Shemoyred, Kinegdoi, Linokem Mimenu al Roy Maisa befoil Mamish. So Yad Chazaka is when you actually use force to get your way. So if somebody doesn't want to give me his money, I slam him and then the money falls out of his hand. I grab it from him. That's Yad Chazaka, where the actual force brought about the result that I was looking for. Zroya Netuya means if I hit you once, the second time, as soon as I put my hand out, you're frightened. So he says, Zroya Netuya mashma sheroitza lahatil eimal sheknegel afchidoi. Meirim yodei poshalof, he sticks out his hand and shows if he's ready to hit him. Lar oise sheyachola hakoise musach zori. He just demonstrates that he could hit him, but doesn't actually hit him. Like a father wants to discipline a child, doesn't want to hit him because he's merachim. So he shows him the stick, and that gets him scared. So we find the two in Yonim. Kideli nokem mitzorav over tzarachnia. He needed to actually hit the goyim to have them surrender. Two, kideli haras yisrael koch maisov ulafchidom sheyedu deizdin vestayin vashkechosis bochum b'chol prate maisim. And also to generate in Klal Yisrael the Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to talk about this point, discuss. So Lachori seems to be saying that two things came out of Mitzrayim. One was the actual crushing of Mitzrayim and whatever needed to be done was done. And also the bringing in the fear to Klal Yisrael of seeing the Meir, the Neiros of things in Yisrael, it would create a certain Yira in us. Those are the two things. I want to explain a little bit more about the difference in these two inyanim, and what the milus. So it sounds like just a finer point. There's an old joke that somebody in the old days when they were hits kids, they a parent sent in a note with their child to the teacher. Dear teacher, my child is a very, very, very sensitive child. If he does anything wrong, all you need to do is hit the kid next to him and he'll get the message. So it sounds kind of, that's what it is. I want to explain what the difference is, what the pshat is. A person, imagine you have an animal, very primitive animal, some sort of, I don't know, some sea sort of animal with no eyes or something, or it's very dark down the face, whatever, and it feels its way along the seabed and along the whatever's down there. So it keeps tapping. Wherever there's a wall, it doesn't go. Wherever there's an opening, it goes. That is the most primitive form of awareness. When you run into a wall, you know that you've run into a wall. It doesn't require any processing with the mind. Even if you take a rock and throw it against the wall, if there's a wall there, the rock bounces back or shatters. So physical contact with something is the most elementary effect that one thing can have on another thing. And that effect is generated by contact. That's it. It says Mishle, Chacham Eina V'Roshle, that a Chacham has eyes in his head. What that means is, I don't need to actually feel the wall. If I see the wall, I say, I shouldn't be running into it. So everyone understands it's not just seeing the wall, but Ezu Chacham Aroyas HaNoilad, the fact that I can extrapolate, I can deher from what I've experienced to that which is beyond my experience, I can understand what I can understand what will be and keep away from it. So a person who learns by actual physical hitting, so the muscle, you have sometimes an animal. And so when you want to train an animal, you hit it or hurt it when it's doing something you don't approve of, you reward it with a carrot when it does approve, and that's it. It has to actually experience it because there's no mental processing. A person who's a Bardas says to himself, well, I think I'm getting an idea here of what's liked and what's not liked, what the consequence could be, what not, and I stay away from it. So there's a certain malusa in being able to have that type of understanding that I can learn from something that I haven't experienced, but I've seen it, I've heard it, I somehow have a kesh with it, to other areas. Mitzrayim is much more coarse, and the only way they can learn is Yad Chazaka. The only thing that has an effect on Mitzrayim is Yad Chazaka. If you want to push away out of Mitzrayim, you have to clobber them, and when it hurts enough, they let go. Masha Ein Kein Klal Yisrael, understanding the Pachad of Hashem, that alone is enough. So it could be on a very simple level, like you see Einish that he doled out to Mitzrayim, and you say, and you make a Kal V'Chomer of sorts. But it's something which is, we can understand it. We don't have to be forced by force, but we come to our own hakar and recognition of what's right, what's wrong. Behu al derech, he says. Behu al derech, it says, Letz take upesi yarim. The letz, you have to hit. The pesi becomes very smart when he sees the letz getting hit. Sha pesi mishol avonu, ומקבל מוסם משחקים עד ראוי סעקוס הלץ. וגם כי מה שאומרו בו אל פארק נכפדת יסלי בו וסתיו עבודו, Rashi says it a bit carefully. Want to sape ba'ozni pincho be'mirchas at Mitzrayim. So he was saying to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go to Paroi. I was machbid as lave in order that I could do the oisois in him. So I'm doing the oisois on him, and I want you to tell it over to your children and so on. Ratzolema. Shehichbid as liboy. Leman rebois by moibsa makois. Vahoyaze bavur shneid vorm eila. So I wanted to be able to give makis for Nakama. I want to add a point. So he says I want to add a bit more to this point that he's making. So he's explaining that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes based on two inyanim. Now, there are a lot of pieces. For instance, we say that if we were to see Moifsim, we would be believers. The whole musig of Emunah. Why? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to play a game with us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do mitzvahs, okay? Doing mitzvahs is hard enough. So let's say we were sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moishel and Chol HaOlam, and everything is true, and we would be trying to get ourselves to do mitzvahs. It's hard enough to do the mitzvahs. Why is it that the knowledge and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not clear to us? What lies in the avodah of emunah? All the other mitzvahs we understand, they develop a person. There's bringing out the chesed in a person, bringing out the kedusha in a person, so on. What's the point of emunah? And the answer is, let's go back to the mashal again. You have balchai, you have a dog, and you're trying to teach the dog not to grab this or to do this or do whatever it is. So every time he jumps to get it, you smack the dog. Now, the dog, the best they can do is he keeps track of the smacks, not interested in getting smacked, so he doesn't do it anymore. So Lemaisa, all that you accomplish is that whatever he experiences, he follows. That's really, it's not any type of intelligence, understanding, developed within the dog. It's me. I'm running the dog, and this is how I push a dog to do what I want to do. This is the way I get a horse to do what I want to do. I put a bit in its mouth, I keep giving it pain, keep reinforcing, and it goes. That's how Balachayim work. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu only done thus to Megala himself and say, do this and that, then basically the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be something that's outside of us. We don't have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed himself on us. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed us real hard. We have no choice, so we do what we have to do. Emunah is the pshat that I, with my seichel, say, one second, where is everything coming from? Who's running all those pieces? How do things get to be? And so on. So what I'm doing is I'm developing my das by extrapolating, by needing to extrapolate. Then I'm using the koyach of re'iyah. It says, su morim enecha meru'umi bar eila. Lift up your head and see who created it. In other words, the pasuk is very meduyik. Su morim enecha means it's not tangible in front of you. You have to look up. Anything in Shemayim is kind of out there. There's nothing there tangible. So su morim enecha uru'umi bara eila means that look above yourself and see and the hair extrapolate. All these things in front of you, where did it come from? It must have come from someplace. And therefore, there's Yibayin Shem and so on. So the Mahalach of Klal Yisrael, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the reason why Emuna is a challenge is because Emuna needs to be that we understood, that we came to the Hakara, which would mean that we're the ones that gave ourselves that Surah Yibayin Shalom. So in the Yod Chazak Azurah Netuya, we have two Anas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is on a low darga, where he pushes things to be where they ought to be. And the second one is where he enlightens and he shows us things. And since we're Bari Das and Bali Seichel, we make the jump and we extrapolate. And that's when, so that's where we came. So because we need Emuna, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself didn't make himself overtly noticed. I need to use my Seichel, my Das to get to it. So that means that it becomes, I was the one who found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed himself on me, I'm the one who found. Okay, I think we'll hold it over here.